Quebec. Yeah, it's good morning every time you wake up this side of the dirt. Oh, shoot, Patrick, I hope your day's going good. We're just leaving for Spartanburg, and I got to go over and pick up a new computer.
Spartanburg a lot this week.
At least it's not a black cat. I had one of those come through my driveway last night about 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't know where all the cats come from. Yeah, Rusty went over there and met us once. He knows his way around over there because he lives over there. And come over to Best Buy with us and helped me pick out one. I just need one for my ham radio stuff downstairs. The other one shot traps. But I can't complain. It was like a 2011 laptop.
Like you say, you can't complain about that. If you can get anything any more to last more than 5 years, you're doing good.
Absolutely right. We was talking to a guy there at the Geek Squad, and he said solid-state drives, a lot of times will just last 2 to 5 years. And I thought, Jiminy, I had one of those put in that laptop just because I thought it lasts longer than a mechanical one, you know. Well, he said that's the average.
I get pretty good luck out of the solid-state drive. The other ones, not so good with the disk. I have good luck out of those in the environment I'm using them in. The dirt and the dust just gets to them.
Absolutely agree with you. Solid-state drives should last longer than that unless you just get unlucky. But I think it was still good. And I think the old hard drive had the operating system on it, and that's what shot traps. But I had a 8 gigabyte backup drive on it from Seagate, I think it is. And so I don't know if I'll get my programs back or not. You know, a lot of times you have to reload all your programs, and I'm not very good at that, Patrick, to be honest with you.
We're going to get that taken care of. W2T. Hello, Patrick. Tom.
Hope you're having a good morning also. And yeah, Tom, that stuff can be pretty aggravating and time-consuming. That is for sure.
I went to negotiate some traffic here. I goofed. So I'm going to make a turnaround right quick here. They're working on Gap Creek. And I don't think I want to proceed up through that, so I'm going to turn around in the filling station here, I guess, guys.
On your way to pick up your computer, is that where you're headed, Tom?
Yes, sir. I am, Rusty. And it's a mess down here at this corner. And I'm trying to negotiate through the filling station here. Yeah, I got an appointment for 10:40. And there's quite a bit of traffic here trying to get back out on the highway, but I think we made it now. Oh, so how's your day going, Rusty?
Oh, pretty good, and I hope your appointment's not for 10:40 since it's now 11:05 and you would be slightly late. But anyway, and it's going pretty good, just getting some things done. Got to go out here in a little bit. Run some errands. We got a couple of things yesterday, and I need to go back and get them. So, and got me a dinner date tonight, so I will be out with a friend from church. Her and her daughter and I are going out to supper. So, anyway, that's what's going on over here today. How are things going your way?
Far so good. I'm enjoying a beautiful day and just visiting with the customers here and motoring right along. But I have pulled into my next stop, so you gentlemen, have a good day, and be safe out there. Tom, you, Miss Bernice, and Rusty, 73 to everyone, KO4HKX.
Okay, Patrick, be safe, most of all. And Bernice, you got any eggs for Patrick? Yeah, she's got a couple dozen for you whenever you can make it by, Patrick. And that that was 11:40. I don't know why my mind's been on 10:40 all morning. Bernice says it's a warped mind or something.
To reboot, get things going right again.
Actually, I think Patrick comes by tonight. So we might see him tonight. Anyway, he'll let us know with a text or something later. He's busy. Working man, not like us, retired fellas, Rusty.
So what you said may be true also. You know, sometimes we get that way as life goes on. So at least that's what somebody told me the other day. They thought I had become retarded and all. And I said, well, hey, that's the pot calling the kettle black right now. So anyway, well, I got to go out. Got a pedicure set up to this morning, or right after lunch, and then at 3 o'clock I got to go to see the guy about my hearing aids, and see if he can figure out what went out of adjustment, because I'm getting some ringing tone in it that I shouldn't be getting. So we'll figure it out and go from there. And then, like I said, I got a dinner date. I got to pick them up about 5:30, and then we're going to Red Lobster for supper and enjoy an evening with some friends tonight. And well, they told you they had everything ready for you, huh, Tom?
This is Angel TR. Yes, they did, Rusty. They said everything's ready to go, so I was tickled to death. They got done quicker than what they anticipated. And pedicure and Red Lobster, man, you're getting to be a high roller. It's like men going to a hairstylist. I don't know what's going to become of you, Rusty. You're just adapting to these woke policies.
Well, when you get in my point where you can't bend over and trim your toenails and things like that, a styling salon, but all they do is cut my hair, so I don't get it styled or anything like that. And, you know, it's and all. And of course, women folks I'm taking out for supper are the ones that decided where we were going tonight. So, you know, you don't argue with them when they make up their minds, Tom. That gets you into more trouble than it's worth. You know that, don't you? You should know that by now.
A good policy, especially if they got those gift cards like you mentioned. I'd stick right with that like glue. Shoot. We haven't been to Red Lobster in a long time. And there's something called purine, I think it is, in seafood. And you don't like my big toe. But I'm about like you, Rusty. Trimming my toes is an impossibility almost, but I do it. Yeah, they wouldn't want to look at mine. They offered to do that over at Anderson one time. I said, you ain't touching my toes. My feet are not in very good shape, and then I have that toe fungus, they call it. And I just, I ain't let nobody touch it because it's extremely, I bump it and it'll just about make you cry. So at any rate, yeah, I know everybody goes to hairstylists now and all that, but I don't know why. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. My last haircuts were like 50 cents when I was in the service. And since then, Bernice has taken care of that for the last 56 years.
Hi, Rusty.
Hey, Bernice. Good morning to you. Glad you're keeping that guy straight. And, we're not going to Red Lobster. I don't know why I said Red Lobster. We're going to the Italian place again. That's where they want to go. So we're going over to Olive Garden. That's where we're going for supper. So, and I'm picking them up about 5:30, and we'll get there about 6 o'clock and enjoy a meal. And like I said, her daughter is visiting from California. Lives out in a place I used to live years ago, so I'll get to ask what things are like out there now, because I know it's all different since the last time I was out there, which was a number of years ago, because back in 57 was when I last was out there and left there. So, you know, you get around those places and you don't get back and all that stuff, so you just have to try to deal with things and all of that. So I'll find out what life is like over that way now. Go ahead, Tom. W2T.
Sir, passing the Toyota dealership out here on the east side of town. So we're going to make it all right, I think, if the traffic don't stop us or something. What was the name of that town you lived in? San Pedro. Well, I lived in North Island there by the Coronado Gate. NAS North Island for a year and a half or so, doing my flight training in that. And it was really nice back then. Of course, it didn't go very many places unless it went on a bus, and you had to ride the nickel snatcher from the island over to the mainland. And I think it was a quarter then. It started out as a nickel, they said. But they got bridges across there now. But they didn't have them back then, to my knowledge. And then I lived in Mountain View. We lived in Mountain View for a while. Where'd you live at out there, Rusty?
Well, in 1951, when we were out there, we lived in downtown San Diego. We were in the downtown area. That's where we had the apartment. And then when we were out there in 1957, we lived in 56, 57, we lived in San Diego, and then we moved out to the Chula Vista side of things, and that's because that's where the Navy housing was out there. And that's where we lived, and that's where we were when my dad passed away. So, like I said, that's been many, many years since I was out there, and I'll have to ask and see what things are like out there, because I'm sure in 50-some years it's changed a lot, you know?
Yeah, it was pretty nice then, in the San Jose and Mountain View area where we lived, it was all right unless you got out on Highway 101 at rush hour and didn't come to a stop. Well, your dad must have passed away, I think you said, at a young age. What, did he have a heart attack or something?
No, he got cancer. And, of course, back then there wasn't a whole lot they could do for people with cancer. And his got, and it wasn't the cancer itself that killed him, because it got over into his throat area, and they had to put a breathing tube in. And on a Saturday, we were at the house at Saturday at the home, and that tube collapsed, and before the ambulance could get him to the hospital, it was all over.
It was hard to hear that. Yeah, there wasn't much they could do back then. And I'll tell you what, having gone through chemotherapy once, and you did too, I don't want to do it again. We'll throw that one in the ditch. On a brighter note, it's 69 degrees out here. I guess it's supposed to start raining Friday night and rain until Saturday morning. And that's good. At least it'll shut off by Saturday morning. And our kids should be up in the air coming back from Costa Rica today if things work out. So, pretty good day all in all.
Hoping that we can try, you get everything back over there and get your computer, and I can get over there either tomorrow afternoon or Saturday and see what we can do about getting you all set up to go again and get things up and running the way they should be, and go from there and get everything going like you need it, you know?
Well, I got a question. Means I had that backup drive programs and everything, they just offload it back into this computer?
Negative. All that does is it backs up your data files. It does not back up. It backs up your data files and your operating system. It does not back up the software. That will all have to be reloaded. You'll have to figure out what you had on there, and then we'll have to reload it all for you, reinstall all of it.
Not much on there, but mainly the ham radio stuff. And I've got most of that all laid out, but I'm going to have to guess at the N3FJP. I had a pretty simple password on that, so I think we can hit that in one or two tries. But I got that all laid out and different things. But that's sad because I'll never be able to get that back. Bill's the only one who knew how to do that with that dongle on there for the band scope. And I really like that band scope on there. I can do ham radio without it, obviously. I never had that for 19 years, more than that, actually. I was down here quite a few years before I ever come up with that. But, you know, I hate to change radios. I love that radio. So I don't know what I'll do. I worked several countries the other night that were split, and I did it just fine without that. But, I don't know. It's kind of pretty to look at.
Well, we'll see what we can do about getting that all set back up. You know, give me a chance at it and all. But for the N3FJP, you'll need to have the passwords that they send you from their site where you've registered their software, and they'll send you a list of all of the software and your passwords for it. And then as we reload your programs on there, then we'll have to have that password for it. So, and if you don't have the current list of that, you can just go online to n3fjp. Or send a email to n3fjp there online. Just go onto their website, click on send a message, and tell them your computer crashed and you need to get all your passwords again, and they'll just email you a list, and that way you'll get them, and then you'll have them all again. You can print them out and put them in a notebook somewhere so you have them for any of the programs you might use.
This is Gerald TR Mobile. Well, I have a sheet, and I laminated it. It's got all kinds of passwords for different contests and all that stuff, so maybe it's on there. There's a whole bunch of stuff on there.
Oh, yeah, if you got the sheet from them and you took and laminated it, you got them all. They're not a problem. All we need is that sheet in hand, and then we can install it. Like I said, we'll put your data off of that backup hard drive. I mean, we can get your data there. It's just a case of reloading that to your machine, and they should have done that from the and restored all your data files. So that's part of what you were paying to have them do. So that should be done. So all we should have to do is just reconnect things and get the software itself back on the system and relinked up. And that shouldn't take too long.
I can't thank you enough, Rusty. I have no concept whatsoever. I'm a computer cripple when it comes to that. Oh, shoot. Well, traffic's moving along good out here today. You going anywhere during the day today?
Yeah, I got to head out here in a few minutes. I got to go to Wally World and pick up something. I need a new shower liner for my shower, so the one I've got is time to replace it. You know, it's gotten dirty and everything long enough that you just can't get it clean anymore. So I need to get a new liner, and they don't cost that much. And of course, at 1 o'clock, I've got to go get my toes trimmed, and then 3 o'clock, I've got my appointment with the hearing guy. So. That's my running around until later today, and then I'll head out this afternoon late when I head over to pick up the folks that I'm going to supper with. So, you know, it's in and out various and sundry parts of the day, as they say.
I think Bernice wants to go to Lidl's, and that's about it for us, I think. I thought maybe she'd want to go to Hamburg's or something else, but she's not much of a shopper, and I guess that makes me lucky, because I ain't either. we may go outside and do some work in the garden and whatnot later on. We got a lot of that accomplished yesterday.
Well, fellas, my shopping involves taking the list I have, going into the store, getting the items I want, you know, and finding what I came there for, and then getting the heck out of Dodge. I'm not one of these people that walks around and looks at everything and does all this looking around. I've got a list of what I want, I go find it. If I don't find it, I, you know, and I go somewhere else and take a look, and then I move on. So, you know, I don't window shop, as they say.
Just Bernice doesn't either. She's not into jewelry and makeup and all of that stuff, and I'm glad of it. I mean, she could if she wanted to, but she don't. You have no interest in that, do you, Mom?
No.
When our wedding rings, she got stung on the finger, I think it was, wasn't it? When we had to cut hers off years ago, and mine, I couldn't wear it because I worked on high voltage every day. There was no rules against it in industry then, unless you was a lineman or something, but I knew better, so I just didn't wear it, so... They're hooked together and put up in a montage of pictures on the wall of our wedding and whatnot. But she don't want another one, so that's a rare thing for women. But I always say that's a good way to get knocked in the head is to go out and wear diamonds someplace. Somebody will liberate them from you nowadays.
When I was in the service and everything, I didn't wear mine because I worked around computers and the computer equipment all day long, and you could get your fingers hung up in things, and they'd get caught on things on the ring with rings and everything. They recommended that we not do it. I mean, it was not a thing, but in our department, none of the guys that actually worked on the computers wore their wedding bands because we didn't want to get them hooked on a piece of equipment on a or kept touch, come down between two things and make a contact in some of the areas we were working and all that stuff. So, you know, it got to be that way, and I'd put it on when I'd take it off when I got to work and put it back on when I left. So, and of course, it reached the point after she passed that mine wouldn't fit on my finger. So, I haven't worn it since then. I've got it stored away here. So. But, and hers got buried with her, so that's where that goes right now. W2T.
Sure. Well, I used to have to work on an old Moog. It was M-O-O-G computer, and it was mounted on the rail of a 100-inch vertical boring mill, which is huge. And I'd have to take my oscilloscope and go up there and sit down and stick my head back up in it and put an extender card in there and then try to troubleshoot down to the integrated circuit or transistor or op amp or whatever live while I was there. And I'll never forget, if I rubbed my glasses on certain things, it would shock me up around my forehead. That just was not a very pleasant experience. Most of it was low voltage, but some of it would bite you. There you was, sitting on the floor, leaning over a piece of metal with your head up inside of that old computer. And many, many, I'd say 95% of them integrated circuits on there were socketed. And so the vibration of the machine, Rusty, would vibrate the 7400 and different and no fun at all.
Computers I worked around and everything, they had, we did a lot of, we had circuit boards that we would wire up for the accounting machines and things like that, because that's what the first stuff was, IBM, and you had accounting machines that would do it, and you had interpreters that would interpret stuff, and you'd have to wire the boards that went into those, and you could get, if you had to reach in there when you were putting the board in, you could, if you weren't careful putting the board in a slot and lock it in place carefully, you could accidentally rub against that thing, and it would get your attention in a heartbeat, and, you know, things like that. And then as the computers progressed and everything else, we got the new ones, you put tape drives on, you have a printer that has a drum printer, and it spins at about 3,300 RPM, and you don't want to get your hand caught down around close to that. You got to work on that, shut that thing down, cut it when you got to go in there and change the ribbon on it. And all of the different things. You get a lot of things you could get your fingers and hands and a jewelry caught on, and you didn't wear it. I mean, most of us wore our watches on our put our watches on our belts, and you know, slid the belt through the band and wore them there during the day when we were working around computers, because that saved us a lot of headaches later on, because you could flat get caught on a lot of things, and not just electrical stuff. It was just the stuff sticking out where you weren't expecting it, you know?
Yeah, I know. Did you ever have to do any of that pin-to-pin wiring, like on a motherboard, on the backside of it? I did that very few times, unless the factory instructed me where to put a new jumper then. It was like 30-gauge wire, and you had this little tool, and you'd put it over the top of a pin and then spin it, and then that would attach it to that wire. You had to strip it first with this special stripper. Boy, that made you nervous that you got that on the right pin on the back of those motherboards.
What we did, well, we had service technicians that actually worked on the inside of the computers, but we had to work on it. But when we were first starting out, and you had all the machinery that did the what they called when you used all the IBM cards and things like that, you would have boards that you would wire up to do certain jobs and print things out certain ways, and you'd have these cables, and you'd sit there and plug them into the holes in the proper spot, and then you'd run the program through there and make it do the things it was supposed to do, and you had to get those wires in the right place and make sure they were running the right direction and all that stuff too. So it was a number of things that you had to do. So you had to learn a lot, That was, you'd put those boards in there and tell them, and they would have them pinned out right, and they'd tell the machine how to handle the cards that was being read through it and things like that. So it was a learning process, and you did a lot of it, and you spent a lot of time and everything else. So, you know, it's just kept you busy, and of course, between that and the cards and getting the readers, and you had to know what when you were setting up the boards, where you wanted the cards to come out, because you usually had several places where they could come out once they went through the machine, and they could be sorted and all kinds of stuff. And it was just fun time, both in the service and when I first come out of the service and was working in computers. So it was just fun all the time, Tom.
Yeah, we've all seen a broad spectrum of stuff, Rusty. Blackstock Road at the stoplight, so I'm going to sign off with you. Thanks for riding along, WU2T in 0GR73.
All right, talk to you later, and let me know how things go, and I'll probably be on the road in a little while, because I got to go out and get my glasses adjusted before I go to my first stop today, so beforehand, also hit the Wally World. I'll catch up to you later, Tom. You have a good rest. You and Bernice, be careful out there, and take it easy, and we'll talk to you later. And just remember, you're not far from Shane's Rib Shack right now, where you are, so if you decide you're hungry, you can just go on down Blackstock Road to down there to Reedville Road and drop in and have you some barbecue. And I'll talk to you later, Tom. N0TRW2T73s for now.
Okay, Rusty. Well, we had beautiful eggs and hash browns and link sausage, and oh, what a breakfast. So I, by far, I'm not hungry, but thanks for the tip. We'll hit that someday. This is N0TR, clear.